now for some action. Action on your health. If you have been listening around this week, you were looking for the archives of Dr. Ken's visits here on the Good Day program. There are lots of them to choose from. Go to DougStephan.com. Actually, DrKenshow.com has the archives as well, don't they? Ken, don't you have all the archives of
all
the
Absolutely, DrKenshow.com.
All right. So we are here to take your calls, among other things, read your email, engage with you regarding your health and well-being and things that are going on in the world of health, the things that have been talked about this week, and a lot of the programs that you may listen to or you may have read things about certain items that deserve, beg, cry for more conversation. We're here to converse and to take your calls, 888-553-7536. That's 888-55-DRKEN. Whatever your health concern is, Ken can handle it because he's a big boy. And he has a big brain, and he's ready. He's actually thought of by most people who engage in this sort of thing as very unique because he blends all kinds of medical experiences that he's had. If you check out the Daily Dose that's on the homepage of DougStephan.com, you will find lots of information. And that includes a discussion of an article. You got to explain this because this has been misrepresented a lot by people on the radio. The Journal of the American Medical Association publishes some thoughts from one individual, and yet they are now attributable to, at least according to some, the American Medical Association says parents ought to lose custody of their children if they're very obese. That isn't what the, and I'm far be it for me to stick up for the AMA, but in this circumstance, that's not the true rendering of this information, is it?
Well, it's very analogous, Doug, to how when you and I do radio, each of the radio stations say that it doesn't represent the opinion of the radio station. It's the opinion of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very similar. The Journal of the American Medical Association, very reputable, believable, prestigious, word overused, medical journal, up there with the New England Journal of Medicine, the Journal of the American Medical Association, you know, the Time magazine for doctors in medicine. And this week, as it comes out each week, there was an editorial. This was not the opinion of the American Medical Association. It was the opinion. It was written by two people, by a pediatrician at Boston Children's Hospital, which is Harvard's pediatric hospital, in academic circles, felt to be, you know, an outstanding. I went to University of Pennsylvania Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Its main academic competition. Some people in other institutions would consider themselves competitors also, but it's a group of outstanding.
It's the old line.
Yeah,
sort
old
of,
line academic yeah. institutions that are considered to be up there and setting the thought for other doctors and the trends of medical opinion. And, you know, the air is just very, very, very thick up there.
Yeah.
And
for lots of different reasons.
Yes. And I'll stop there.
Yeah.
And in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, one of the pediatricians from Boston Children's and a member of the faculty who's an attorney co-wrote an editorial about what to do with these roughly 2 million American children who are extremely obese, most of them not in imminent danger, but some have obesity-related conditions, Doug, such as type 2 diabetes, breathing difficulties, and liver problems that could kill them by age 30. And it is these kids whom they advocated, these two authors, that state intervention, including education, parent training, and here's where it gets dicey, temporary protective custody in the most extreme cases should be considered. And the big question is, should child protection services be considered if parents are neglectful or actively rejecting efforts to control an extremely obese child? And, you know, to me, taking a youngster away from their parents definitely seems too extreme, except in the most very, very rare circumstances where, without any doubt, the parents are not cooperating. But it's easy to intervene on a child who is not being nourished at all. It's pretty clear, and I think most would agree that if I as a parent would not feed my child, this is an area where I think we have common agreement we need to do something. But on the other extreme, how difficult it is, how our kids today, they're bombarded, they're pressured, there's a lot of reasons, and us parents aren't as aggressive as we should be. You know, we all want to be loved by our children, which unfortunately is true for most of us, and we're not as tough on our kids as our parents were on us. But should we, you know, this is where sometimes the treatment might be worse than the problem. You take a kid away from their parents, they're going to be forever scarred about that issue. So I think my own opinion is that this should be an extremely rare situation. I'm just so uncomfortable with the government again getting involved in taking a child away from the parents because of morbid obesity. And I would love to hear what you, our listeners, think about this. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, if you want to voice your opinion about should parents lose custody of super obese kids, we'll put you first in line. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, that's 1-888-553-7536. We'll pay for the call anywhere in America. I'd love to hear how you think. And, you know, Doug, I heard a lot of people this week voice their opinions. I didn't hear your opinion on this.
I'm sick and tired, to put no spin on it at all, of the government. There is a real problem. You mentioned something that really is the bottom line here. Parents need to be parents and not their children's friends. You are not being their friends if you do not give them some sort of, if you will, lessons of life, if you don't give your children some sort of standard, if you don't set the bar at some level that gives children the idea of whatever their own personal responsibilities are. When you see fat children, often, for the most part, you see fat parents. Now, there are always going to be extenuating circumstances. There are going to be thyroid problems. There are medical reasons in some circumstances for people being fat. But other than that, it is. I told you the story. I mean, you see it all the time. When I was walking through the airport yesterday, I saw the summer parents out with their children, and they were sitting in front of a McDonald's. Everybody had two hamburgers, and everybody had two bags of fries, and just gorging themselves. And they all weighed. The mother must have weighed 220 pounds, and she was 5'4". The father, 6'4", weighs 350 pounds, and the kids are 7, 8, 12, whatever they were. You're not helping anybody by giving in to your children. And the problem is that the media is. I saw something this week. There is a company that is aiming its product at 6 to 12-year-olds, and that's who they're marketing to. So the children see this with all of the pressure that there is brought to bear by the various media that the children as well as adults are confronted with at every corner, at every turn. There's a message, buy, 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 get, go, 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 do, do, do. And so you are bewildered if you're sort of average means, intelligently and economically. What do you do? You'd like to please your children because you want your children to be happy. Your children will not be happy later in life if you don't set the bar, have standards, morals, mores, whatever you want to call it. They will not benefit at all from you giving in to them.
But should you, the state has no be allowed to take them away?
The state has no business in running the lives of families. The government has gotten out of control. Every time you turn around, there's another damn regulation. There's another obit, if you will. You do this, we do this, we're going to do this, we're going to set up this. That's why we have the debt that we have. And nobody seems to see it, Ken. This is not a political program.
Let's see if our listeners see it.
But the other side of the thing is, look at who's contributing to whose campaign when you understand how influential some of these medical, whether it's the AMA or whether it's the big drug companies or whomever. James is in Grand Rapids on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken. What say you about
Hi,
this, James?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Ken. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make a quick comment about this situation. I heard about it earlier this week on another talk show, and I thought it was kind of ludicrous because, actually, you know, I'm an overweight person, and I have a son who doesn't even live with me. He lives with his mom and his grandmother in Chicago. I live in Grand Rapids. And he's overweight, and to me it seems like more or less like a genetic thing because, you know, if you look at my whole family line, people are not so much as raised or in the same household, but yet it's still there is some form of obesity there. So my question then is that you take away parental rights, but do have parental rights, because of the fact that the child is overweight or whatever the case may be, when it could be something that's, say, comparable to a parent raising their child with some bad morals. You don't see those things until they actually manifest themselves, you know, maybe long-term or even short-term.
James, I totally agree with you. You know, in a little bit of fairness, I read this editorial myself, and this group, this duo, is not advocating taking away the children when the doctor taking care of the children or evaluates the situation clearly sees a parent like you who's responsible and trying. But I think what really pulls at our heartstrings, all of us being parents, you and me and Doug, is to think that they would even have this option when we're trying, or that they would have this option to, you know, to oversee and choose over our direction the option to take our kids away. And that is it. And you sound like a very responsible guy. And there is some genetic issues with obesity, unfortunately, that some people will make every effort. I've got them all throughout my practice, and whatever they do, they just can't get it off. And the thyroid's okay. They're eating a limited amount of calories, and there is a subgroup of people who genetically just can't burn it up like the rest of us.
I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. About 6 years ago, I had gastric bypass surgery. I was over 400 pounds. Yes, I lost a significant amount of weight, but still, if you put me on the chart for, you know, what's considered obesity, I will, you know, I will be on that chart as far as being obese. You know, so it's like, you know, I don't know. It's like when you look at things on a, you know, on a black and white basis and just say, okay, if it's like this, like that, and it's this, then, you know, you have problems. But like you said, it has to be, you know, individual examination.
Yep.
Now, if you have parents out there that are truly not caring for their kids, they're letting them sit around sedentary, they're saying, whatever you do is fine. You know, I can understand stuff like that. Yeah, they need to kick in the pants right there, like, hey, you need to do something. But, you know, just on a general, it shouldn't be that way.
James,
right,
was there anything that your parents could have done better for you?
Well, yeah, I can say that pretty much my parents, they were a little, they loved me too much. They were so lenient. It wasn't to the point they didn't care because, man, I didn't want for anything.
Listen, Mom and Dad, say it again, James.
I didn't want for anything. They were just a little lenient. It's just to the point that they took care of me. They gave me what I wanted. But at some point in time, they could have, you know, put the drill sergeant in there and said, you know what, get up and do this.
He's 37. You're 37 years old, so those of us had children in that. We did. We felt like we were supposed to be different than our parents were with us, and that may be, in my circumstance, probably a good thing. But it's just common sense. Hello, that's what needs to be played here. Thanks, sir, for the call. 888-553-7536. And I'm not sure that these guys said exactly the way the news media has interpreted this. Anyway, Ken, 21 after the hour. Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends today. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at goberkey.com. That's go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at goberkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Dr. Ken, you just joined us. I'm a practicing cardiologist and internist for about 25 years in Central Florida. I've been in medicine for over 30 years. I can answer any questions you might have from head to toe about yourself, your kids, your parents, your spouse. 1-888-55-DRKEN. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, trained internist, trained medical scientist. I have practiced in Central Florida. I've trained at Duke, University of Pennsylvania, University of California, San Francisco. So I have been around. 1-888-55-DRKEN. We're talking this week about should parents lose custody of super obese kids? An editorial this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. We've already had one good comment. If you want to comment about this, we'll put you first in line. And again, the number toll free from anywhere in America. We'll pay for the call. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-55-DRKEN.
So here's one for Dr. Ken that I got an email after seeing the doctor yesterday. Staples and drain removed, but pathology report was somewhat scary. Let's see here. The gallbladder packed with stones, up to 1/4 inch, no bile, just blood, other crud, and gangrene. I feel I'm a lucky guy who has been taken care of. There were no symptoms other than feeling nasty one day. Now no more heartburn, no meds, no back pain, so it must have all been related. On the mend, have weight restrictions, et cetera, et cetera. Want to play golf. This is a hybrid, obviously, but it's an interesting scenario.
Well, it sounds like they did the right thing. That this is what happens. You get a stone in the gallbladder. The gallbladder makes the bile, which helps digest the fat. And for reasons which are somewhat mysterious, somewhat understood, sometimes you get solids forming in the gallbladder, stones forming, and you get obstruction to flow. You can get infections. You can get gangrene where there's actually death of material. And the thing gets infected. It can cause a lot of problems. It needs to come out. And I think this was just the, you know, we call this acute cholecystitis, inflammation
Who's
of the gallbladder.
You may call it that.
Us doctors, we've got a big name for everything. They send us to school for 10 years so no one can understand us.
Yeah.
But this is the natural course of having gallbladder disease. It came out. And fortunately, today, it's so easy compared to the way it was 30 years ago to cure this. My wife had this problem earlier last year. She was out of the hospital the same day and back at work a few days later. My mom, who's a nurse in the 1960s, was in the hospital a week having this done, and the technology to treat this is amazing, and my wife doesn't even know she had the problem anymore.
Yeah. I think I had it once when I was much younger, very, very painful. I talk about cranberry juice and that sort of thing to a point, but that doesn't get rid of it. It doesn't. There's a reason you're creating them. There's something going on in your system that creates these sort of stones. So good luck to that person. Good story. Dr. Ken and Doug tell stories all the time. And if, in fact, you're someone who listens to us with regularity, you know that one of our pet projects is to help you make your stomach feel the way it's supposed to, and that is you're supposed to feel good. If you have a lot of pain and bloating and gas and that sort of thing, something is wrong. Something doesn't add up. So how do we put the pieces together, Ken?
Well, if you have these symptoms of the stomach and the intestines not working well, I, in the last couple of years, have done a lot of research about this problem and have learned more and more about probiotics. And I've read the medical literature. I've become more and more convinced about how essential probiotics, the healthy bacteria, are for our health. We all need them. We need to be continuously refreshed with them. They don't last forever, and you need a continuous new source of these healthy bacteria. They help the stomach and intestines work properly, and they also help rev up the immune system. Natron, this is the company that I've recently discovered, went over to Whole Foods, got their product. This is just the most wonderful probiotic I have been able to find. Natron, it's the leading manufacturer of probiotics worldwide. It's internationally recognized for its pioneering work, Doug, and research. Natron produces the finest quality probiotic or these beneficial bacteria. They can help with occasional digestive issues such as indigestion, gas, bloating, and constipation. And these good bacteria in our bodies can be destroyed by antibiotics, stress, pollution, and food contaminants, and may make us vulnerable to infections and disease. I have talk to the owners of this company. It's a family-owned and run company. They take incredible pride. They are so passionate about quality. This product may be a little bit more expensive than some of the others, but it is the highest grade, highest quality probiotic that I can find. I'm using it now. I know Doug is, and I'm recommending it to family and patients.
And what they would like you to do is try what we call the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't feel happy, better tummy in 90 days, they give you your money back. Call now, 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. And mention Good Day Health for a free 14-day supply with your order. Natren.com or 888-962-8736.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Weekend. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here talking about your health and well-being, the news of the week, the events that have affected your health, or maybe many of the folks who are listening, dogs and pets. Interesting stories here that we'll get to as we go through this half hour. Let's get to Joe, who's in Johnson City, Tennessee. Joe, you're on right now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Dr. Ken. How are you guys?
Great, Joe. Thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Well, you piqued my curiosity with the obesity issue. I'm a former obese person. A little case history here. 54 years old, 5'9", and I was, on October the 22nd, 299 pounds.
Whoa.
And I did a bunch of research and hooked up with a nurse practitioner who specializes in endocrinology and went on the HCG program. But what I forgot to tell you is I was severe type 2 diabetic. Average A1C was 10.1.
Whoa, that's hemoglobin A1C. It's an average of your blood sugar for the past 2 to 3 months, and diabetics should be about 7 or less. And normal people who don't have diabetes should be under 6.
Yes, and I was on a Medtronic's pump and brought it down to 7.5 with the pump, but I was having to take 180 to 190 units of insulin a day through the pump.
Wow.
On the Novolog. And I started the HCG program, and I'm right now in the middle of my third and final round, and I'm down from 299 to 202 as of this morning.
Okay, so you're happy with the HCG diet?
Yes, and okay. My question, Dr. Ken, is why all the controversy in the medical community over HCG?
Well, let's talk a little bit about it. Joe, you know, when a weight loss diet involves injections of HCG, which is human chorionic gonadotropin, this is a hormone that's found in the urine of pregnant women, don't you think you might want to be a little careful, even though there's limited research showing that this is safe? There's a book out, Lose 30 Pounds in 30 Days, and this is the promise of the so-called the weight loss cure, and this is what is behind the original promotion of HCG. And what the theory is with the HCG diet, because I've looked into this a bit, a lot of my patients ask me about it, it's supposed to suppress your hunger and trigger your body's use of fat for fuel. But what the dirty little secret with the HCG diet is that most of the diet plans restrict dieters to only 500 calories. Now, now we're going to talk a lot this week about the placebo effect. Joe, if I restrict you to 500 calories and I put sawdust under your fingernails, We can call this the sawdust fingernail diet.
Well, I understand, but I'm living proof that it works. My last A1C was 5.9. No longer
well,
on a pump.
Whatever it takes to get you down from that level may be okay, but I just don't know the safety of this diet long term, and that's my concern. And you know, I'm really glad that you've done this, and I'm hoping that you're off the HCG now. Because
yeah, I've got another 12 days on this cycle.
Okay. Well,
Have you read the Simeon's protocols from Dr. A.T.W. Simeon's that was developed in the 1950s?
I've looked into this, but the problem is, Joe, again, is that, and you know, the people who are successful with this, and some are, but many are not, and I've seen both sides, and the people, it becomes, you know, you can't, I'm not going to get through, I know it, but it, for success, and I'm glad you have. I have a few patients just like yourself. My concern is that you have to realize that you're being a guinea pig, because we don't have any knowledge of what the long-term effects of what you're doing. So you may be fine at 54, but who knows what's going to happen 10, 20 years after you've done this. And study the history of medicine. There are so many things that seem intuitively like they should be okay, and then when we go out 10 or 20 years, oh my gosh, you know, why did we give hormone replacement to women when they were going through menopause? Oh my gosh, why did we give vitamin E to people who have heart disease? Oh my gosh, you know, there's just one example after another where these things seem logical, but then they turn out to be great harm. And I don't want to be I'm not a negative guy. You listen to me, you know, I'm accused of being a Pollyanna, but I also took an oath, do no harm. And I take that oath very seriously, Joe.
Yeah, well, I guess the greatest thing this has really done for me is prompted me to make a lifestyle change.
Well, that's great. I mean, if you've gotten awareness, if you've realized, but now, do you think you could do this without the HCG? Because I'm not telling anyone long-term to be on 500 calories a day, but again, you can create the Joe diet by wearing shirts that say Joe on them and eating 500 calories, and we'll call it the Joe diet.
Well, the big key, though, is lifestyle change. Get out and do cardio every day and do some strength conditioning and change the way you're eating.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, good. That was a good call, Joe. Thank you. 888-553-7536. When I say good call, that means we learned something about you, and it was general knowledge to be passed along. Sometimes, Ken, we get people who call, it's pretty specific about them. And although I say this frequently, when you call, understand that this is not just about you, but because of the number of people who are listening to this program over the course of every weekend, there has to be somebody else who's listening who has the same sort of problem, and he or she can learn from your explanation and from Ken and the patient's dialogue back and forth. So do not be afraid to call because you're in what you think is a unique situation. 888-553-7536. A lot of placebo news. You were talking about that a few minutes ago. There are some stories about the placebo, the so-called placebo effect, and how it helps.
Absolutely. In the past history of medicine, Doug, there's been a great controversy about whether placebos are even ethical. Placebos are items that doctors give to patients that we know should have no benefit. You know, it's either
water pills, something like that. Yeah,
either a sugar pill, something that in and of itself has no real effect on the body. But I know from my experience and from the medical literature, regardless of what I do, in most simple cases, one-third of people will get better no matter what. Mm-hmm. Just by a caring doctor telling the patient that this is going to help, it helps many, probably up to one out of three.
The mind-body connection, sort of.
Yes, and that's the placebo effect. And the The placebo effect is when people get better. If they're given a fake, that's the placebo treatment. It sometimes works even when people aren't fooled, when they know they're getting a sugar pill instead of a drug. And people who believe a cold remedy will work may indeed feel better sooner, even if they don't get the real treatment. That was the publication in the Annals of Family Medicine this week. We know that the placebo has been observed to work in chronic pain, depression, inflammatory disorders, and even cancer. And out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, it's amazing synchronicity, another publication, placebos were found to be effective in reducing symptoms in patients with asthma. Caring may count, Doug, as much as medicine when it comes to making a sick person feel better. And those of you who are providers, that's really the lesson for all of us this week.
Yep. A good attitude and good thoughts. Pass along the good thoughts, and you'll get good results. I've long been a believer in that. 888-553-7536, the Good Day Health newsletter for July 15th. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see the box in the midsection of the homepage, Dr. Ken's Daily Dose. Down at the bottom, it says sign up for Dr. Ken's newsletter. You'll find the same sort of invite at drkenshow.com. The discussion we were just having about diabetes brought me around because I've read the newsletter already. Lots of information this week, Ken, about diabetes and the severe problem it's become.
One of the longest newsletters we've put out in a long time. I don't want to spoil the listeners. I may not be able to do this every week, but this one is really long, chock full of the latest information about diabetes, information published in the last two or three months in the medical journals, things you may not be aware of, what your doctor's currently reading, and you can get this for free. We were very proud of what we came up with this week. DrKenShow.com and DougStephan.com. Sign up for our e-newsletter. It'll be delivered to you each Friday afternoon.
All right, so you go sign up and get the info. You'll hear a lot of, as a matter of fact, we did over the past couple of months several newsletters, extra newsletters that were aimed at pain. And one of the reasons we did that is because there is an obvious way to fix pain here, there, and everywhere in your body. The easy way for you to take care and make reference is to go to drkenshow.com, click on the Salon Pause button. You'll stop the pain at the site of the pain with Salon Pause. So what have you learned? That's part of, again, what you passed on in these special newsletters on pain. What have you learned that you didn't know before, sort of almost as a general practitioner about pain and how to deal with it?
What I've learned is how effective a patch can be for relieving pain, and I don't have to subject my patients to the potential side effects of pills. This is the first, that's the news, and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch for mild to moderate back, joint, and muscle pains. I have samples in my office. We just can't keep them. My patients love this. The feedback I'm getting is wonderful. My office manager has used it, really likes it. It comes in two forms, an arthritis type and a pain-relieving patch. It's so wonderful. Just remember, only use one a day. Don't put two on at one time. It'll just be too effective.
All right. So here's how you deal with your pain without a prescription. Certainly you're going to use this thing as the directions suggest. But just go to drkenshow.com, click on the Salon Pause button. If you have pain right now, you can go to any of the local drugstores, the superstores. All of these places have, obviously, this product has become internationally famous, well-known. Free sample, though, go to drkenshow.com.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Amdro Gilzant presents The Household and Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. Residents of and travelers to Los Angeles this week are preparing for what's being called Carmageddon. A large section of the heavily traveled 405 freeway will be closed for the weekend, and that's undoubtedly going to result in traffic jams, detours, and frustration. So don't hit the road unprepared. Here's Kevin Kunkel for Sprint 4G.
Well, I wish we had the cure for Carmageddon. We can certainly help ease the pain during the 53 hours. First thing I recommend is that you use your Sprint 4G phone's GPS to check traffic and even find alternate routes using our Sprint navigation and Google on your device. And if you're stuck in an unfamiliar area, you can find restaurants and coffee shops close by with these apps. And don't forget, no texting while driving.
Visit Sprint.com/4G for details. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
888-553-7536. The good news this week from the medical world, pills, certain types of pills, can prevent HIV in straight men and women. So this is, I'm not sure when I first looked at this, Ken, what to take away from this. HIV is a problem that still is, around the world, is a serious problem. It's become less of a problem, but still is a problem here in our country. Much of it, even though the news media and certain advocacy groups would tell you that it's because of the gay lifestyle, in fact, about 65, 70, maybe more than that in terms of percentages of the HIV is a direct result of using needles that have been, not compromised, but contaminated. Yeah, shared needles. So anyway, what's this pill?
Well, the pill's name is Truvada. It's from Gilead Sciences. This is a report this week from the CDC, Doug. It's a study involving more than 1,200 men and women in Botswana over in Africa. About half got a daily pill, the Truvada, an HIV treatment that's actually given for people when they get HIV, but this was given to people who had not yet actually been positive for the virus in their blood, and the other half got a fake pill. Four of those on Truvada became infected with HIV compared to 19 on the dummy pill, and the feeling here is that there may be some effectiveness in high-risk groups of preventing AIDS.
All right, so if how is being in a high-risk area, what does that mean? How do you determine who a high-risk person is? Somebody who uses
promiscuous
drugs?
Sexual activity?
Promiscuous, yeah, but this is for...
This was in an area of the world where, you know, promiscuity is the way of life.
Okay. I'm just going to go further, but I'll leave it at that. All right, here's some good news for those who are concerned about dementia and maybe Alzheimer's. This is pretty basic stuff. You'd think that people would want to do this anyway, Ken, huh?
Well, in the medical journal Neurology, we learned some information that we think we knew already, and I've talked about that if you have your risk factors for stroke and heart disease, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high sugar, this will help lower your risk of a heart attack and stroke, and we knew it lowered the risk of getting dementia. But the news out of the Neurology Medical Journal this week is that overall health is important also. There's something called the Frailty Index. And in this Frailty Index, we include head-to-toe issues like skin problems, difficulty with hearing and vision,
really?
Doug, whether or not you wear dentures or whether they fit properly, whether you have arthritis. And what is interesting, a little surprising, is that all of these factors contribute. And when your overall health, not only your circulation issues, are optimal, that is what lowers your risk of getting dementia.
Good news from the world of medicine from Dr. Ken.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I want to welcome a new affiliate, WAIM, 1230 AM in Anderson, South Carolina, the Electric City. I've been through there on my way to Duke. I was a medical intern and resident in the 1980s at Duke University. Wonderful, beautiful city, America, hometown, very much like the town that I practice in, Mount Dora, Florida. And we're so glad that you're part of the Good Day group. And if anyone from WAIM calls, we'll put you right online to welcome you and make you happy that you're part of our group.
We'll do better than that. Swell Doug Steffen Prize for the first person calling who's listening to WAIM in Anderson, South Carolina. 54 past the hour, 888-553-7536. I am looking at a I have all kinds of sources, as you know. When I do, anybody who does what I do for a living, you're going to see all kinds of things. If you're a curious sort, you want to have access to all sorts of information. And so I'm looking at something that I get this week about America's physicians. Now, I think that's as dangerous as it's like America's tacos.
I better duck now.
Or America's drivers. But the essence of the conversation back and forth is about stress and doctor morale and what doctors are going through. There apparently are a lot more divorces than there used to be among the those who practice medicine. Family members estranged from the doctor, whether it's a man or a woman. There are too many patients. There is a problem with reimbursement. There's a loss of respect. A lot of people, according to a new survey that I saw, are opting either out of medicine or they are suggesting to other people. This is a report that was based on a survey of 1,200 physicians. Basically, the problems that we're having, are this medical liability environment and the government, poor morale. So 77% of the doctors say they're functioning on emotional burnout. Who the heck wants to go to a doctor who's going to see you and isn't happy to see you? Well, that's the bottom line here, for me anyway.
It's true. I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to, you know, pat myself on the back, but Most of the doctors.
Go ahead. You talk. I'll pat you on the back.
All right. Most of the people who were in practice today could have done anything they wanted to when they were in college.
Smart people.
You know, they were at the top of their class, and they had all the options, and all of us opted to go to medical school. When I was in college in the 1970s, every physician, father, most of them were fathers, a rare mother, pushed their kids to become doctors. Today, you ask doctors whether they want their kids to be doctors. Most say no, and some are on the fence. But no one's pushing their kid today to be a physician. A lot of our authority has been taken away by the government and the insurers. The reimbursements have been just, the margins are so tight. It used to be so easy to run a medical office, and today it is really a challenge. The medicine is easy. It's keeping the payments made.
It is the government being involved in medicine in the first place.
The government has no business
being involved in medicine.
None of us ever imagined when we got into this that the government would be telling us what to do like they are today have so much authority over us.
You know, we talk about sickness and well-being. This country, and this is an editorial, this is a Doug Steffen editorial, but Ken agrees with me, especially when it comes to medicine. This country is so sick now in so many different ways. What are we doing? What are you doing on your own to change the situation? Many of you have become addicted to all these government programs that give away money, and now there's no money to give away, and you still want the money. So, I mean, the hard reality is it's like a tough love that was originated in Philadelphia in the 80s. There's no more money. And because many of you demanded this and demanded that, you want this free, you want that free, you're getting now what, sadly, is the result of having all those demands and politicians buying your vote with this vote for that thing. I mean, these things all have come to a head. Can't possibly sustain borrowing the kind of money and paying back 42 cents of every dollar to pay down the debt. And 34 cents of every dollar goes to medical care and health coverage. There's nothing left to pay the rest of the bills. This cannot be sustained. Can't, no matter who's in charge. So it's wake-up time. Unfortunately, we have become, the victim of our own success. 59 past the hour. Good day, weekend. Good day, health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the air for another hour.